the best of Kennedy Malloy. And the best barbecue known to man is a Cross Range. See the range at Harvey Norman. Cross Range! Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Sure is, baby. Welcome to the big Wednesday hump day edition of Kennedy Malloy. Guess what? Good news. Billy Slater. Good to go.
Oh, yeah, that's a relief. You only had to wait two extra bloody extra day to hear it.
We'll get to the bottom of that when we chat to Melbourne Storm owner Bart Campbell a little later in the show.
Donald Trump has been laughed at by the United Nations. And
it's quite a big comedy club, the United Nations.
Yeah, because it's where you really, it's a barrel of laughs.
The General
normally.
Assembly. Mate, if you're getting good laughs on the floor of the General Assembly, you're going well.
We might have a listen to that in case you haven't heard it.
Hey, Bruno Mars.
Yes, I'm a huge fan.
Would you get in a fight over Bruno Mars?
Oh, I don't know about
Someone has. And
really?
We're going to talk about
that's passionate.
So Bruno Mars, hopefully a fight to the death, and hopefully it involved Bruno Mars.
Hang on.
We will ask, what is the stupidest fight you've ever been involved in?
Hey, Charlie Pickering's coming in.
Good stuff.
And we're going to have a chat about a topic that he loves just as much as I do. Well, we might have a bit of batchy chat.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll go make a cuppa.
No. You'll want to be involved in this one, trust me.
Hey, the church has introduced tap and go.
Can you believe this?
What the
really?
Hell?
Yes, they put it on the plate as it's passed around.
A collection plate.
Yeah, I'll talk through that. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Do I have a cough button?
You do.
Here it is.
That big red one.
How many years in radio now? 20?
No, I just sent it out there to the producers.
Okay.
Hey, we'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We've got so much to wade
through.
We've
also got Front Bar
show.
Grand Final show tickets. Oh, to give away people, yes.
Oof, can I get one? That would be good. Billy Slater, just straight off the top, can I say what great news for any Storm fans out there and any NRL fans
Storm.
In general.
Mm.
You want to see the best of the business going around on
correct.
The big day this Sunday.
And it'll be his last game, which is
Roosters,
also...
It's going to be massive. Do you know what I felt like when that thing came down?
What?
I was like, you know, when those boys were released from the Thai cage.
The Thai boys.
So I felt
it
like
was
that.
A bit like that.
Since the jubilisation, he's out. He's out.
All the miners.
Hashtag free Billy was trending last night.
Yes,
as well,
it was.
So lots of love.
Well, there it is. Free
we'll find
Billy,
out though from,
and it's happened.
Yeah,
Bart can't wait.
More about that. Now, I was in the supermarket today.
Mm.
I heard this.
What?
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Yes, I'm walking down the aisles.
Wow.
Bloody Christmas.
Hang on, it's only September 26th.
September.
Are you serious?
3 months early.
Roll call time, everyone.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can just lower
that
now.
Turn that off.
Isn't that Cole?
Seriously, Coles, Woolworths, David Jones and Meijer.
It's relentless.
Have got Christmas decorations, Christmas food, Christmas cards.
That makes me
all
want to
going
just
up now.
Punch a reindeer in the face.
No.
It does. It's too early.
It is
wait
too early.
Wait your time. You've jumped the gun. Hey, Sander,
we're not
take
ready.
A chill pill.
Yeah.
We're all in football fever.
Yes. What's wrong with people?
They should be having all the footy stuff on the shelves and pies, sausage rolls and
hot
dogs.
What have they
dogs.
Got down there, mince pies?
Literally mince pies.
I'm going to go and stick a needle in a mince pie.
Wow. Really?
That's required.
I would not do that. And
I know
not
you would not. That would be
that
ridiculous.
Yes, that's not sensible.
That is not a sensible thing
but
to
it's
do.
A protest nonetheless.
It
and
is.
I feel that.
Well, first of all, you've got to ask. Who likes mince pies?
Love them. The cream.
Oh, man.
Yeah, not the wacky
yuck.
Mince pies, Dave. The old.
What's
the
a wacky
ones?
Mince pie?
Yeah, no,
really?
A little wacky tobacky.
In a mince pie?
Why not?
Why not? Sure. Might taste better. Hey,
you
also
should see my pudding.
Well, speaking of.
Sorry.
I'm not looking at you directly. They're selling plum puddings. And, you know, of course, they all try and justify why they're doing it.
Oh,
wait for this. Some people like to plan ahead. And they just like to just really take it slow. No, you're just being greedy.
Yeah.
And you're just trying to suck us dry.
Right. Some people like to plan ahead and some people, like young Jane, have still got their Christmas decorations up from last year.
Well,
so
I'm
it's
not
an
in a rush
for
that.
You can probably just ride this one out now.
Yeah, probably should have just kept it up. That's true.
That
Christmas trees are up.
Oh, no. It's too early. You're ruining it for everyone.
It is. And, well, you know, they had... hot cross buns on.
Yeah, that's true.
Rob's
Boxing
on the line.
Day.
Rob, what have you got to say, Rob?
Yeah.
What's happening there? Has he got him, Dave?
Bunnings. Yesterday,
What happened, Rob? Start again. Sorry, we didn't have you.
I was at Bunnings yesterday and they're putting out all the damn Christmas lights and I said, you cannot do this.
Oh, you actually said something, did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Why does it make you angry?
Do you heckle them while they're putting up the lights?
Why does it make me angry? Because it's only bloody September.
I agree. It makes me angry too. I just want to know that I'm in the same boat as everyone else. For God's sake.
Oh, man, it's just wrong.
Does this mean I have to go and hide my mum's Richard Clayderman Christmas albums already? It's too early for that game of cat.
You've got to think of the poor staff, though, because they've got to put up with it. You work there. You go to work and you've got to hear all the Christmas carols.
And
I hate Christmas carols.
They'll have to wear those Santa hats.
No, I don't like Christmas carols.
I love Christmas carols.
Kevin Bloody Wilson's got a good one.
Has he?
Hey, Santa Claus, you where's me f***ing bike? I've unwrapped all this other junk and there's nothing that I like. I wrote your f***ing letter and I come to see you twice. You worn out geriatric fart, you forgot me f***ing bike.
Kids will love that.
Hey, we caught it.
Is that a medley?
That is good.
It's all right.
Hey, wouldn't you love that going on in the background of Coles as you zoom down the aisle?
God. Hey, let's try Darren. Have you seen lots of decorations up too?
I have, Jane, at Costco. We've been out for the last 3 weeks.
Oh, 3 weeks.
Honestly, it just made me
Are the in-store Santas in yet?
Oh, no, no.
That's a job I'm not far away from.
You're heading that way.
I won't pass
a police check. I do everything else, though. Stinky, check. Alcoholic, check.
That's not a job I don't think is suitable for you.
Come on. No. What do you want?
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy.
Donald Trump has been on the world stage at the UN delivering an address and a speech.
Yeah.
And his ego was at full pelt at this stage.
Well, he basically brags. When you say speech writing for him involves just boasting.
Yes.
If you can boast from start to finish about how good you are, how big you are, how you're the best or you're the strongest, you got it covered.
But this would not be the forum I'd imagined to do it in. And
the General Assembly of the United Nations in a keynote address.
So if you would care to take a listen, but just listen to the reaction
from
the
world
audience.
Leaders from all around the world.
Yeah.
In less than 2 years, my administration has accomplished more than almost any administration in the history of our country. America's so true. Didn't expect that reaction, but that's okay.
Now, it literally comes in waves, that laughter. I mean,
they just can't believe what they're hearing,
that
and then
is
they start laughing, and then the floodgates open.
I don't think I've ever heard the UN laugh, have you?
At the leader
of the
free world.
I've never heard it.
No, I mean, Ban Ki-moon used to get a car fall.
But honestly.
Desmond Tutu, I mean, he could do, a good five on the run. But he's used to saying that. He would normally say that at a rally in Michigan or in Arkansas
preaching to
a red state and a crowd of fanatics, and they would whoop and holler at that stuff. He's obviously thinks that the whole world thinks like that.
Do you know what?
That's an extraordinary.
It is. I've looked at that clip over and over today because I still can't believe it, thinking, the first I looked at it, I thought, is he embarrassed? I'll just go back and have a look. He does not flinch. He honestly, he does not care that they're laughing. And I think he genuinely says, oh, I wasn't expecting that reaction.
Yeah.
And then forges on.
I don't know. He has the thinnest skin in the world. In fact, they still to this day claim that he ran because President Obama razzed him. At that press club dinner that day.
Which
if you watch
a dumb idea anyway.
So, do you know what amuses me about the United Nations General Assembly is those tiles that they have, the green.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same tiles I have in my bathroom. I often stand there having a shower. Naked, pretending I'm making a speech.
Okay.
The day that happens, I'd like to be there and I'd love to know what for.
Would you like me to film one?
That'd be, just have your towel on when you do it. All right, now
is much larger than Donald Trump's, I should point out.
Well, I would have guessed that.
Yeah. Doesn't have that mushroom shape.
Okay. More of a Cooper. You need to play the game to understand that.
Really?
Hands a lot bigger. More of a what?
More like a Cooper. If you play Mario Kart, kids know what I'm talking about.
Well, hopefully not.
A Cooper is
Dave,
part of the game.
You've gone and ruined it now.
All right.
Because I'm going to talk about church business now, keep yourselves nice.
All right.
On Saturday night at St. Mary's Cathedral in Sydney, it was time to pass the plate around. And instead of coins being chucked in, people pulled out their tap and go. Because they literally put one of those tap and go units on the damn plate to keep up with the times.
That's nuts.
No way. Dollars and coins going in the plate. You just tap it for $10. If you want to add more, they're letting parishioners know. Just wait a few seconds and do a few more taps.
I'm sorry, your donation's been declined.
Yes, can you? Exactly.
Is it like now, a mobile FPOS machine?
It is a mobile FPOS machine, but it's still on a freaking plate.
apparently now you can do confessional through a drive-through.
You
don't even have to go in.
You may as well.
Communion wine comes in a cask. That's good. I like that. Well, what are they saying? Why are they doing this?
To keep up with the times, because they say people don't carry coins. Do you have coins?
I don't carry coins.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. I have this argument with homeless people all the time. Good on you, mate. Mate, seriously, yeah. I stand there and empty all my pockets.
You
going,
don't have to argue with homeless people.
They don't believe me.
I'm sure they might.
I'd like them to believe me. No. Cooper. I've just been handed a Cooper.
Oh, okay. That's a tortoise in a with a shell. Yes. I don't want that. I'm talking about the Catholic
penis
Church,
looks nothing
please.
Like that.
Please don't mess around in this. No, people have, there's been outcries, you can imagine. But some people think it's cool, but the others are going, is it that hard to, if you're going to bother going to church?
Mm. They give themselves away occasionally, don't
give
they?
Yourself
I mean,
some
that
money.
Is exactly what they've been doing since day one, picking the pockets of the parishioners.
Oh, see, because the Catholic Church doesn't have enough money.
First organised crime in the world.
God.
Did you know that?
Sorry?
First organised crime ring in the world.
Oh, yeah, well, I'll go with that one.
Amongst other things. All
right. Let's not take any calls.
Didn't mind harbouring the odd Nazi, too.
Okay,
let's go to break, and good luck to everyone.
We covered a few bases.
Yeah, we did.
That is, what's that, a Cooper there, is it?
That's a Cooper, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't be bragging about your penis looking like that. Come on, Dave.
It's not to scale.
Okay. Kennedy Malloy.
Not to scale.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Right. Yes. Well, okay, I'll start, if you don't mind.
Now, thank this, you. This is Sorry, a story. Nothing came out my mouth then.
It's the first time ever.
Yeah.
It's a breakthrough.
Miracle. Wow.
Hey, listen to this. Okay, a man has been accused of pistol whipping his longtime friend over a Bruno Mars song. Now,
what? Why would you do that?
I can see how that would escalate.
With Bruno Mars?
Bruno Mars,
no.
A song, I bet you he was saying Bruno Mars is the worst performer I've ever heard.
Oh, that's
the other one were going, I agree, but let's get in a fight anyway. Because let's be honest, Bruno Mars is a B-list at best.
No.
Oh, come on.
Bruno Mars is an absolute star.
Well, we're about to have a fight.
No.
A similar fight.
Really?
We're about to have a fight over Bruno Mars.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Let me get to the bottom of this story. Indiana man is facing charges after pistol whipping his longtime friend, lifelong friend, during an argument over a Bruno Mars song. According to the New York Post, he was taken into custody last week by police after the victim and another man said they were hanging out at Washburn's home when they started a fight over a song and who performed it.
That sounds funny.
The victim insisted the track in question was sung by Mars, but Washburn disagreed. The rest is history. Bang, bang, bang.
Wow.
Pistol whipped.
He suffered a small gouge on his right cheek. That's shocking.
I just wish Bruno Mars was involved somehow. I wish someone had pistol
whipped
Bruno
Mars. No, I don't think
Bruno
you
Mars.
Do. Can I have a little
Come
Bruno
on.
Mars? Just sure. give me a little taste. Catch a grenade for ya.
Got plenty of hits.
No, you're not Michael Jackson. Yeah. You're not Michael Jackson.
No, he used to be in a Michael Jackson impersonator.
But that's what he should do.
No.
That's what he should do. He should go down to the casino and do 5 nights at the Palms impersonating Michael Jackson.
No, well, he fills stadiums now, so.
Well,
it's interesting you say that.
Can I tell you how disappointed I was that the only time I've ever been to a Super Bowl for halftime entertainment with Bruno Mars.
Oh, you were there,
you could get the Stones, you could get Bruce Springsteen, you could get
The Who.
Oh, look out, Bruno Mars playing the drums. Oh,
you see, Mick,
I
find that so interesting.
Oh, fantastic.
I find that fascinating.
Yeah, couldn't be happier.
Considering the email I've got in my hands.
What's that?
Oh, it's from Mike Fitzpatrick.
Oh, Fitzy, the boss.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He's sending it to someone and it says this. Karen, Mick Malloy is very keen to go to Bruno Mars.
Oh.
Do you think you might be able to help us out to find him 2 tickets, please? Greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Well, that's Karen from Warner Music. I know Karen.
Karen from Warner Music and Mick Malloy. This is very unofficial. Letter.
What a bitch. You are.
Don't you call me a bitch or I'll fight with you. Listen, I've got the evidence in my hands, Michael Malloy.
Can I explain this?
What? Go ahead.
I have a friend called Richard Ludbrook who has a five-year-old daughter. He's in Italy right now, but I'm going to ring him.
Sure.
I am going to get him to confirm that story. He took his 5-year-old daughter.
Closet Bruno Mars.
You're adorable.
Man. You are.
I don't like Bruno Mars. Come on. Do you know what? Bruno Mars played halftime show.
Well, that would have been spectacular.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't. He also opened the Logies. Now that's where he should be.
I won't argue with that.
Bruno Mars opened Logies, yes. Halftime entertainment, no.
Well, that's interesting, coming from one of his biggest fans.
I'm not one of his biggest fans. How dare you?
Well, that's a fight. I mean, I don't like to fight.
Hey, this is what our idea is. That's a stupid fight to get involved in a fight over Bruno Mars. When I was much younger, punched one of my mates in the face in an argument over who was better, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones.
You punched someone.
Yeah, but I was in fifth grade at school.
Right.
Boys just go, you win.
It wasn't yesterday. I was also beaten up riding through Mount Eliza wearing Gene Simmons makeup from Kiss. Bunch of guys chased me, grabbed me, got me, and beat me up.
That's sad.
Now that makes me laugh.
Why is that funny?
Funny.
A minute ago it was spoiled.
Yeah, because you're punching someone out. It's just retribution.
I'm getting picked on.
By the way, Beatles or the Rolling Stones?
Well, I was Beatles at the time. Okay. I may have come around a bit.
No.
No, Beatles. I was in the Beatles.
You're Beatles.
Mm. But you know I am. I'm in the High Fidelity. What's your band's name called?
Highly Strung.
Highly Strung. You should release a Christmas album. We're talking about Christmas albums earlier. Do you think you could do it?
What?
Highly Strung and Jane
Kennedy.
That's
not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea. Not a great
idea. Let's do this. We'll talk about stupid fights. What's the stupidest fight you've been involved in? Can I tell you one that this comes up periodically? And I don't know why I escalate. Have you ever been involved in a stupid fight?
No. Well, does road rage count?
No, Jane. And I've been in the
I had that even today.
But you didn't drive today.
No, I got an Uber.
As the passenger.
I was like, get that guy to move. What's he doing?
I told you. I looked reached across and beeped an Uber driver's horn once, and that didn't go too well.
Did you?
Hey, can I tell you one that gets me, and I find you're an idiot, and afterwards you go, oh, settle down.
What?
You know the argument over the armrest on a plane?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just you don't mean it, but there's some guy sitting next to you, and you sit down, and there's a little armrest. You wouldn't know, Jane, you sit up the front. But, Dave, you know when you get on the plane, and there's a little armrest, and it's not so much that you want it, it's just that you go, well, half of that's mine, so you should at least acknowledge half of that's mine instead of just hogging the whole
straight
thing.
Up.
Do you sort of do the slight nudge and move it over?
Well, I might work my way in towards the back or go deep.
Baby.
I might go deep and then that'll get a little bit of pushback.
Next
thing you know, it's in a fully... Someone's getting escorted off the plane the police at the other end.
Hey.
It's the way it works, Jane.
Yeah, well, we've got some good calls coming through already. 1-3-3-5-3. What's the dumbest argument you've been
Let's
in?
Get involved.
Tell us.
Give us a call, and you might go on the standby list to win a trip for you and a mate to see Slash live at the Hollywood
Palladium.
They were
not my tickets. They were Richard Ludbrook. I'm going to call him now.
Yeah, right. Sure, Mickey.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Talking about stupid fights.
Repeating the fact that Mick Malloy asked for Bruno Mars tickets. It's 8:30 in the morning.
That part is true, but they weren't for me.
Oh,
God. Come on, mate.
Florence, what are you talking about
now? What time is it?
It'll be 8:30.
It's 8:30 a.m.
Well, Richie will ring in. He's over there.
Right.
With his daughter Ivy, who loves Bruno Mars.
Mm. Sure.
And I will get them on to
Maybe
explain
you were taking Ivy. Oh, maybe Ivy's your cover.
Yeah.
We've got some pretty dumb arguments emerging.
That's what it is. So two guys got in a fight and someone got pistol whipped over a Bruno Mars song. We reckon that escalated pretty quickly.
71, the guy too.
Yeah,
71.
We thought, what's the stupidest thing you've ever got in a fight over?
Hello, Brad.
G'day, Jane. G'day, Bruno. This will let you know how long ago this was. My cousin and I got in a fight that ended up with one of us going through a plate glass window over whether what was better, potato gems or pomme noisette.
He's on the way. Dr. Dan is in the mix.
Good news, Brad. You're on the standby list to see Slash.
Brad, there is no argument. Pomme noisettes win all the time.
Yeah, that's
crunchy little crispy balls
they sound
of
French,
mash,
which you love.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
you'll be able to go over for breakfast and have your pomme noisettes.
Oh, shut up!
And the big strawberries, which you love so much.
Stick some in your handbag.
$10,000 handbag,
Brad. They're giving.
Do you know
it
sometimes she just likes to go there for breakfast?
Oh. Is that right?
Yeah, right.
It's nice to have that life.
Oh, I'm a very hard working, multitasking mother. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Not too bad. Been staying yourself.
Oh, good. I've got the boys having a bit of a giggle at my expense in here.
You started it.
Yeah, right.
We're about to have a stupid fight.
We are about to have one. We have one every day and we've lost count. Hello, Mark. Who do you argue with?
My wife. I had a dream that she was cheating on me and we argued for about 2 weeks.
All right. Well, that's what? Insane.
Were you accusing her of being unfaithful in her
dream? Who had the dream?
I had the dream.
And she was...
She was sleeping around in your
dream. Who was she with? Someone you knew?
No, no one I knew at all.
Not Bruno Mars.
She's
it might have been Mick, but...
She's a dream tramp. she's what I call a dream hussy.
Yeah, no, mate, that's ridiculous because, you know, it's the most boring thing when someone says...
When she's unconscious.
I had this dream. Mm. I shut down. I go, I don't care.
When she's unconscious, she goes off like a firecracker. Mark's wife.
Thanks, Mark. Hello,
this
Peter.
Is helping. He's getting really angry.
There he is. You're getting him angry. Hello, Pete.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good. What is a stupid argument you've had?
I had a fight with my brother over a pair of socks, and we had a fight on Princess Highway in the median strip.
Oh.
Now, please just explain a bit more. Why are you fighting over socks?
I thought they were mine. He thought they were his.
But why are you
why
on the
do you
median
love socks
strip?
So
when
much?
Did you discover this?
No, we just... I said they were his in the car, and then he just started arguing, and I started arguing back, and then I got out of the car, and he was chasing me in the middle of the Princess Highway.
How old were you?
I was about 20.
Wow.
I was about 22.
You clowns.
That's
ridiculous,
all right. I like it, Peter.
That is a really dumb argument. Well done.
Sure. Have one each.
Hello, Jason.
Right. Yeah, hi. How are you going?
Yeah, good. What is an argument you've had that's really dumb?
Yeah, look, me and my brother, every week without fail, when we come back from water skiing, his wife has to go inside because we argue about backing the trailer down the driveway.
That's funny.
Every week. Well, I'm backing it down, he's saying left, but I'm going right.
Reverse left.
The funny thing is, he's never backed it down because he doesn't know how to back a trailer, but he keeps trying to tell me how to do it.
Jason.
Funny.
There's nothing funnier than people backing in a boat into the water.
Have you ever stacked it?
Nah, it's all good when I'm in control.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I'd like to get your brother's version of this story.
Yeah, that's funny. Thanks, Jace.
Right.
Hello, Brett.
G'day, how you going?
Yeah, good. Had any stupid arguments lately?
Frequently, and it's usually the same subject.
What is it?
My wife will be playing something on the internet on her tiny little tablet.
Yeah.
And I'll say, we've got thousands of dollars worth of stereo sitting here. Why don't you use that? I don't know how to, so I will show her again how to do it. And then it's right, yeah, that's good. And then you come in half an hour later and the tablet's going away and the stereo's sitting there doing nothing.
I like that call, Brad. I think we better put you on the stereo.
Brad, what are you going to do with the stereo, mate? Do you fire it up? What do you listen to on the stereo?
Oh, Triple M. We're in the bush, so we've got to do it over the internet.
Oh, yeah, stream it on the app.
Hey,
great work, Brett.
All right, mate.
Brett, that's
well
funny.
Done, Brett. You're in the running to go and see Slash.
Yeah, good
all right, so good luck with that.
Hello, Tomo.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Really
first time caller, first time stalker.
Love it.
Great.
Loving
it.
Go ahead, Tomo.
I'm in the legal profession, so yep. Stupid arguments daily.
Yep.
But the best one so far was in the family law courts where a couple argued over the ownership of a parrot. During the court case, the parrot died.
Yeah.
We still argued over its body.
No, what? Wasn't just put to rest, so to speak, and that was it.
Polly Parrot spent a couple of weeks in the freezer of the vet until it was sorted out.
Finally resolved in the end?
Did the parrot ever get to
yes,
talk?
Yes, it was, yes, yes.
Right.
Yeah, Polly didn't want a cracker.
Oh, good heaven, Tom. Right. That must have been a ridiculous case.
That's a bad fight. Time for one more. Led.
G'day, Mickey, Jane. How are you both?
Yeah, good.
What's the fight?
Yesterday morning with the boss over what garbage bags to use for work.
What? Put in the bin at work?
Yeah, well, I sand and coat timber floors for a living, and so I have a lot of dust.
Yeah.
I empty the machine bags into garbage bags, and he wasn't happy with the bags that I was using, which, you know.
Because they were too thin, they weren't sort of sturdy enough. Is that what he's thinking? Because I'm a bit of a garbage bag.
Shane lines her bins.
Yeah. I'm an expert on garbage bags.
Shane lines her wheelie bins.
Yeah.
No, garbage bags.
Yeah, I'm an aficionado.
I'm not, and I just grab the ones that do the good job. And
oh, you're not good enough, Laird. I'm on your boss's side, mate.
Oh, well. So give Laird a prize. Can you give Laird a prize or something?
Yeah, we'll give you a prize. And tell you what, we've got a $100 Liquorland voucher for you, Laird. How does that sound?
Good work, everyone. They were very good fights. And by good, I mean stupid.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to speak to Melbourne Storm boss Bart Campbell about Billy.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Billy Slater, really.
No, he's saved a try, that's for sure.
I was just coming across it at speed and there was no malice or anything in that, I didn't think.
He argued the first point of contact was actually made with the pec and not with the shoulder. He argued that he tried, at least with both hands, to wrap his arms around him, and he also made the point that Sasai Fecky decided to come infield, which contributed to the contact that was made.
For me, it's not even a penalty. You want your players doing that. You want them throwing everything at them.
It's not a concerning act. It was a brilliant play.
I think it's a shoulder charge. I think he'll get off.
I'd just like to thank the judiciary members for a fair hearing.
The enormity of this cannot be underscored. The game has taken a strong stance on the exact offence that Billy was charged with, and yet he will still take the field.
That any rule that penalises that play is a poor rule.
The rule is the rule. And we've changed the rule in grand final week so Billy can play.
Look, if Billy Slater didn't play, I didn't think Melbourne were any chance. But they're now in the box seat, Melbourne.
Now it's time to think about the grand final.
What's done is done, and the findings are down, and Billy Slater gets to play. No one could be happier about that than owner-operator of the Melbourne Storm, Bart Campbell. Bart's on the line. Bart, how are you feeling today?
Very good, thank you, Mick. Today, what a difference a day makes.
Yep.
Interesting evening and preparation leading up to it.
Yep.
But a good outcome, and I know there will be people with a different view, but having been reasonably across the technicalities of the argument, I don't think the sentiment has run the outcome here.
Yep.
Rather, it's something that's fact-based on Billy's evidence and the application of the rules.
Yes.
Do you know if Billy was... Well, we do know that he was quite stressed because Craig Bellamy said that moving the hearing forward by 24 hours...
Good Lord.
..should not have really been the preferred option.
that doesn't help this scenario.
I can't think of a precedence for why we
can't meet on a Monday night.
Yeah.
Protocol normally is for a Tuesday. Yes. And one of the gentlemen who was available to sit at the hearing was on holidays on the Monday. And the other one who could have done it was abroad. So it made it challenging to get together on Monday. Probably you could argue that it's dominated the news cycle for next
that you might want to be.
Hey, Bart, I love an RDO. Don't get me wrong. But there's a time.
Kind of important, and it's still the season hasn't officially ended.
Time and a place
has it?
For everything.
No, that's right, Jane. Anyway, we had the hearing last night.
It's all good. It's good to go. I said earlier I felt the same way I felt when those boys came out of those Thai caves when I heard the news that he was clear to play. Now, back to back, okay?
Well, we've got a chance. That's a very exciting thing, obviously. And congratulations to the club and
everyone
that works there on a day-to-day basis. They've done an amazing
Absolutely.
Job.
Yep.
And obviously, actually, I think really the key to a successful outcome in the judiciary was Billy. You know, at the end of the day,
yep.
the preparation he put in, the way he presented his evidence, clearly swayed the panel.
That's like me before all my Supreme Court appearances. I always dot the I's and cross the T's. But
get similar outcomes, Nick.
Yeah, I do. Hey, listen, mate, this is fantastic news, and congratulations to you and the club. It's, as you point out, the Roosters are a pretty good outfit, yeah.
What's the feeling like in the city at the moment with the Roosters and the vibe there?
Interesting. I've just landed, so I'm going to head out tonight to a couple of establishments to soak up the atmosphere firsthand.
Will you be having a beer?
One or two stinky Brick Lane.
Brick Lane. Now it's come up naturally in conversation. Can I ask how my brewery's going?
Your brewery is trundling forward quite nicely. We're making some progress, thank you.
Well, I like it a lot.
Very nice. I'll be having some on grand final days and Brick Lane. But, oh, yeah.
What do you like, the lager or your
pale
ale?
I like both, yeah.
Some exciting.
Ambidextrous. Very good, Jane.
Yeah, thank you very much. The Dally M's on tonight.
Yes.
Are you up there for that?
I am in town, but I shan't be attending. There are people who are more interested in attending from after the club than I am, and they should go and enjoy themselves. I will find somewhere to watch it.
Yeah, good idea.
They're probably about as interesting as the Brownlows. and you know, we're capable of having our own Hawthorn moment if I'm in attendance.
like Clarko.
That's right.
Oh, yes, correct.
Oh, all right, mate. Funny. Well, well done, Barn. Congratulations to everyone and to Billy for making it. It would be an absolute fairy tale finish to one of the great careers in rugby league if he was to finish with a flag. I think everyone would agree with that unless you're back for the Roosters. So.
Well, listen, thanks for your support. It's much appreciated. And obviously, the challenge is now for the team to go and deliver on that. It'll be easier said than done, but, you know, here's hoping they can get the job done. Best
All
luck.
Right.
Good work.
Go Storm.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone.
Bart Campbell joining us there. By the way, the broadcast you can hear on Sunday night on the Triple M network around Australia.
Right.
Can't get close to a radio.
It's the best in the biz.
Yeah, hear it on the Triple M app.
Huddle around the Triple M wireless.
Should be huge.
And listen to the action go down.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Shout out to our buddies at 93.1 Triple M in Bundaberg.
Yay.
Love those guys. They had their radio ratings yesterday and did really well. So proud of that crew there.
Congratulations, guys.
You know what I call it? The Mickey bump.
The Mickey bump. Oh, my God.
We're going to have another fight.
Thanks, Donald.
Oh.
All about you.
Hey, well done, Bundaberg.
That's
what a great
news,
town.
Yeah.
I've played up there. It's a good part of the world.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's a load of fun. And they've got a big bottle of Bundy. You have the big Bundy bottle.
Were you in the cop shop in there? Did you have to go and...
What?
Look, I may have had to go and report.
So you're familiar with it.
I had to let them know I was in town.
That's a shout out to all the police up in Bundaberg.
Hey, no, they're good eggs and well done. Keep listening. On what station are we up on there?
That's 93.1 Triple M.
Who's on the breakfast show?
That's Nick and Amber for breakfast.
Nick and Amber. I like Amber. Don't care for Nick.
Nick's all right. He's a good guy.
He's all right.
I think you'll like him.
I like them both. And now we're talking about...
Keep up the good work.
Yeah.
Yes. By the way, I'm still trying to find my friend, Richie, who I bought the tickets for.
Oh, you're not harping on him.
For
not
Bruno Mars. They were not for me.
Oh, mate,
I would never buy Bruno Mars tickets. I don't care for his music.
It's the oldest trick in the book. They're for someone else, not for me.
It's for Ivy, his 6-year-old daughter.
Yeah,
and Richie, and I don't care for his music. Well, it's not even his because he steals it.
Well, unfortunately, there was a case.
Oh, really?
It doesn't mean that I still don't like him. Well, we're talking about what was the Funk You Up? That was
the Uptown Funk.
Remember this song?
Smash it for Bruno, by the way.
Smash it. You love that one. You dance to that all the time.
I do not like it. I don't care for it. I'm appalled it's playing on the Triple M network.
Well, have a listen to the people who claim that there was a bit of thievery.
A group called The Sequence with their song, Funk You Up.
I said, get up, 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 sit back down. Right on up, we're going to funk you right on up.
Guilty.
Funk you right on up, we're going to funk you.
Oh, come on. That is. Oh, you can't hear
it. Not really.
You can't hear it. Unfortunately, you have to. It makes your ears bleed.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That is as good as it
gets.
Well,
that's right. If I wanted to go and see anyone, I'd go and see Sequence.
Right.
Concert.
No, I think they're all dead.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Sequence.
Do you do anything to win an argument? By the way, that was how we got onto that. We were talking about stupid arguments you've had. It reminds me of the time you turned on me.
I didn't turn on you. I beg your pardon. You turned on me about Serena Williams.
Serena Williams, I was making some sensible points.
I don't believe
and
so.
You just lost it.
Well, let's just reminisce and
I said it was a little frosty in the studio.
Okay.
It's about the cat suit, wasn't it? Have a listen to how you react with the callers as well.
What's your point, Alex?
Ian Thorpe's shark suit, full body black suit.
Yep.
You were saying that Serena Williams was the first person to wear the, all black bodysuit.
Yep.
Incorrect.
I'm talking about tennis, mate. I'm not talking about...
You said sport, Mick. You said sport. Swimming's a sport.
I'm talking about tennis, mate.
Thanks, Alex.
Oh, that's the end of that discussion, is it?
Yep. Hello, Karen.
Oh, hi.
Yep. What?
Excuse me. Just be nice to our callers, please, Mick.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Look, it was our first on-air tip, we've made
our first real one because we kind of generally
there was a
bit of venom behind those. I think
there was a little bit of mustard on that one.
There was a bit.
Anyway, it was all sorted out over a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Charlie Pickering's coming up.
Yes, excellent, and we've got lots to talk about, including
he's got a short fuse.
Charlie,
he goes off. Haven't
really?
You seen him?
No.
Oh, throw a tantrum.
Oh,
man, he's like
I don't think so.
Like a stage mum with him. Everywhere he goes. Oh, you what?
Oh, well, I look forward to chatting him about
Show
that.
Show his arsehole's probably a bit hard, but he's nice.
He's right there.
He can hear you.
I know he can hear me. Why would I say it if he couldn't hear me, Dave? Stop trying to cause trouble. After the break, Charlie Pickering joins us live.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
Sure is, and it's going to be a dead set bottler, make no mistake. We're going to talk Bachelor. Jane, our next guest is keen to talk Bachelor with you.
He is.
I might even add something.
I think you'll be interested in this one. It involves me translating also.
We're going to take calls from you, our audience. We're going to give away tickets to the Front Bar Grand Final show.
Oh, that's excellent. That's coming up. Lots more to do,
but let's start at the top with our next guest. It's Charlie Pickering. Yay,
hey,
Charlie.
Guys.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
How
great
are you?
I'm very well.
Have you ever been involved in a stupid... Oh, you don't seem to me to be a physical... a man who likes to physical altercation. Don't mean that in any other way than you...
It's a bit judgy of you.
Well, he's a sensitive... He doesn't seem that that's the way you would settle it.
I was heavily bullied as a child and decided that was not for me. Fisticuffs are not for me.
Dave said you've never been in a fight.
I've never been in a physical fight in my 47 years.
That doesn't surprise... I mean, I haven't either.
If you'd like
to
fight Dave, give us a call.
No, that's not what we're after. That is a great promotion.
It's a competition. One lucky winner gets to fight Dave.
Punch the crap out of me, right?
Bare knuckles. Well, no, we'll get an octagon. We'll get an octagon. Mick. I'll do the ring numbers.
Do you know what kills me when I'm watching the football and guys bumping and, and then going for it and then having a fight? It's one of the funniest things I think I've ever seen
on the field.
It feels so, it's so weird that men want to fight and punch each other and it's just not something that has ever crossed my mind.
I don't understand, like, these are dudes that have the discipline to train, to eat the right things, to rock up on time and then they're there. They've worked up to and they're playing the game that they've spent all their time working on and then there's a point where they just lose control.
Flick the switch, as they say in the classics. Good to hear, Charlie. You're a sensible young man and we like that a lot. What have you been up to? What's been occupying
you? I've got a theory I wanted to ask you both of you about because I get a slice of both genders here when I ask this question. I have a theory learning already, but I have a theory that two men when left alone will invent a game. Like two men left alone with time in their hands. What happened the other day? I went into a bottle shop. It was quite late at night and I walked in and there were two staffs. It had obviously been a quiet night. Not many people had come in. And they were standing at either end of an aisle.
Yes.
And in the middle of the aisle was like a fat texter standing on its end. And one of them had a scrunched up bit of paper in his hand, holding it up like he was about to throw it. Yes. And then when I walked in, the little ting-a-ling-a-ling of the door, and they spun around, and it's like I'd busted them having an affair.
And I love that. I think that's true.
And then the first thing I said was, who's winning? And one guy, like without thinking at all, just said, me, 4-0. Like, he would... So clearly they were just standing at either end, piffing it at the pen to see who could knock it over.
I used to work in a bottle shop as a kid, and it can get very lonely. I used to write poetry on the bottle bags.
Oh, Mick.
Really?
Is this a cerebral, sensitive Mick?
What sort of poem?
You've gone through so many phases.
Punchy Mick or poetry writing Mick?
I don't know.
Why can't I be something in between. Why can't I be whatever I want to be?
You're just such a mystery.
Well, I am. Don't you worry about that.
So, Jane, do you ever invent a game when left alone with time on hands? I have seen
my kids do it with, you know, those sort of, they're big in yoga world now and they're sort of a roller thing that you put on your back. Mm. They're sort of a big...
A hard foam roller.
A hard foam roller. They've got a bit of power in them. Well, I did walk in on my eldest son whacking the others with it, saying because it was foam it wouldn't hurt so much. But they had invented a game that involved to see how long they could sustain the pain.
Yeah, that doesn't feel as much like the game. It's more that's more the hardcore bullying and fighting we were talking about at the top of the
going
brain.
On.
I took my boys, they're six, but anything's a weapon, and that's its first option is to use it as a weapon. I, for the sixth birthday, took them to mini golf. I have literally armed 12 6-year-old boys with a weapon that could knock out the other boys. It dawned on me about 5 minutes in, look, I probably haven't thought this one through.
And the game that was going to entertain them was definitely not mini golf.
Yeah. Clayton's on the line. Yeah. Clayton got a game he invented.
Hey, how are you, Tane?
Good. What was your game, Clayton?
We invented a game called Chicken Vortex.
Okay.
I love the title.
Now, just quickly, how much spare time did you have on your hands to
We're on holiday, so it's a fair amount.
Good. Right. Rock solid.
You know those Vortex balls that you throw and they whistle when you throw them?
Yep.
So you have one person each end, you stand about 10 metres apart. You got to, if you're on the receiving end, you got to shut your eyes. You can only cover your face or your boys.
Oh, man.
This is why it's called Chicken Vortex.
Yeah.
So
the other is wide open. So either your face or your testes is wide open.
Yeah. And so which way did you go, Clayton? Which was?
Well, I covered the boys every time.
Yeah, that's good.
So you'll take a chicken to the face.
Do the boys become a bit academic if your face is all messed up?
But why does it have to involve pain? This is what kills me. I mean, it's British Bulldog, basically, with a hard weapon.
So me and my friends, when we're in grade five, Cameron's mother had to separate us. We were out in the front garden with motorbike helmets on, shooting each other with air rifles from 20 yards apart.
I can't believe you're still alive.
So standing 20 yards apart, and we had a cricket box on and a helmet. And apart from that, you just had to take it in turns. And you could hurt each other.
Yeah, take an eye out.
Shot in the face.
So much parenting these days is about building resilience. And it turns out all you need was protective equipment.
Correct.
You just need a box and a helmet, and your kid will be fine.
Off you go. Be back by sundown.
I'm picking up that there's, you know, you have the left and right lobes and whatever, you know, there's the female. It feels a male strength is inventing games. And judging by our callers, hello, Tim.
G'day, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, good. What's your invention, Tim?
Well, we invented a game called Lemon, where the loser had to eat a full lemon in under 20 seconds.
Wow.
Oh, jeez.
That's diabolical.
It was basically donkey, but it kept on getting creative. We had an official timekeeper, and you're talking to him.
Yes.
So I had to give him a 1, 2, 3 and a cue in. That was not a good idea.
And what if someone
had a lemon since?
Never. What if someone didn't finish the lemon in the 20 seconds? Was the punishment more lemon?
Well, that was just not on, Charlie.
That's when they play a game called Grapefruit. And that was a lot harder.
Hey, will we come back for some more calls? Will we go to a song quickly?
We'll take a couple more calls, and we've got some more to talk with Charlie.
Yes,
about.
Exactly. Right, we'll come back.
We'll do that right after this on Kennedy Malloy. 1-3-3-5-3. We've got an idea for a game too.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Charlie Pickering in studio. By the way, Charlie produces Tom Gleason's Hard Quiz, which is on tonight, 8 p.m. on ABC.
Huge fan.
We love Tom Gleason, and we had him in just a few weeks ago. You might remember, Mick, when we were talking about that show.
Yeah, remember.
Well, it's a big day for you. So your show, Rock Quiz,
Hard Quiz.
Hard Quiz starts. So I'm getting ready for my Ozzy Osbourne.
I can't wait. Ozzy Osbourne, he's going to be on his back foot.
Your skills.
With skills like that.
Truly excruciating.
I've hosted Rock Quiz. You've confused me for Julia Zemiro. It's a weird time.
Now, can I defend myself?
Oh, please.
I'd previously got it wrong when because I used to get hard chat and hard quiz confused. And I would say, how's Hard Quiz going? How's Hard Chat going? So then I was sitting there going, quiz. Make sure you get it right. Quiz.
Rock quiz.
Rock's come out.
That's okay.
It's an innocent mistake and anyone could have made it. And as a professional.
Personally, I'd love to see Rock Quiz in Tom's hands. I think it would be a far more abrasive, less welcoming experience for everyone.
It would indeed. But anyway, it's on tonight.
It is it's on tonight, 8 o'clock on ABC. It's just really good and it rates its ass off.
Had a blind guy on last week.
Yeah.
Last
and time. Yeah. And Tom treated
Tom
him like everyone else.
So
it was brutal. But yeah, look, all I can say is it's a hit TV show.
Have you got
and I'm
a new show coming
it.
Up? Did I read somewhere in the paper?
Got a new show on the ABC called Tomorrow Tonight. It's going to be on October 31st. Is the first episode
on the ABC?
Yes, awesome. On the ABC.
Fingers crossed.
With my with my co-host. Yeah, hopefully it's still there.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want to have that chat? What happened to the head of the ABC? Taken out and whacked?
I have an independent production company, so I don't have an opinion on the internal politics of the ABC.
You don't have to.
Really?
Of course. No, I just I don't know who's going to be there tomorrow, so I don't want to piss anyone off.
They just press the button for you to press play.
That's right.
My mate still isn't up, and I'm trying to contact him. Mate Richie.
Richie doesn't exist.
You don't get as cross at Dave as you did with me before.
For what?
I've said, you don't have a mate, and you were more upset with me than Dave.
I don't recall that.
I do. About 5 minutes ago.
Are you guys about to have a holiday?
I don't know what's going on.
Yes, it feels like the cracks are starting to show.
My mate Richie is in Florence, and I bought tickets for him for Bruno Mars. I, on record, don't like Bruno Mars, so... And they're impugning my reputation in the studio.
We think Mick really loves Bruno Mars.
We thought the tickets were for him. He's saying it's for his friend's little girl.
This is like, you know, my girlfriend over summer, she lives in Canada. That's what it is. It's like, there's a real friend.
Oh, no, what's that?
That's like the old thing of like you had a girlfriend over summer, but she lives overseas. It's like, sure you had a girlfriend over summer. So this is like, this is my friend. He lives in Florence and I bought him these.
That's like George Glass.
Florence with his daughter. They're coming down after the Bruno Mars concert.
I know. It's great event.
Enjoyed.
Thank you.
Yeah, listen.
Two conversations going on
are
here.
What was the topic?
The topic was, what games have you invented? Because I think people with enough time on their hands, particularly blokes, will invent games.
Yes, I agree with you. And so do our callers. Hello, Steve.
Hello. Hey, Mick. How are you, Jane?
Good.
Tell us the title of your game.
Crates.
Crates.
Proceed
I'm
in explaining.
Intrigued.
Ultimately, they're milk crates.
Yeah.
And it revolves pretty much British Bulldog type of rules. One team at one end of the backyard, the other team at the other end of the backyard.
Oh,
and
geez.
You proceed to attack each other with crates.
Do you hurl them?
You hurl them, yes. Mate. And you can use it for protection as well. They're very good defensive.
What was the evolution of this, Steve?
Sitting around very drunk on lots of Sunday afternoons or Saturday afternoons.
What else are you going to do? Hurl crates at each other. I like it. That's the type
Thank
of thing
you,
my
Steve.
Boys would do.
Yep.
They'd have no issue with that
very
at all.
Very inventive. Hello.
This could also be two, like, blokes when left alone will turn violent. That's the other. It's either they'll invent a game and turn violent
There's
at the same
theme.
Time. There really is.
There is.
Right.
Hello,
That's
Joel.
Right. Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good. Now, what was the game you invented?
Okay, this was when we were younger, so about... 10-year-old, so I wouldn't try this at home, kids. Please don't try this at home.
Thanks for the warning, Joel.
All right. We used to grab a set of darts, go down the field.
Great.
And throw them up in the air and see how far we could throw them at each other.
Joel, what are you without talking getting hit. About?
Darts.
Like a set of darts that you throw at a dartboard.
Mm. Yeah. The real pointy
no,
sharp
I'm
one.
No, I'm familiar with darts.
Yeah. We're laughing at the...
I wish that's how they actually played it in those English beer halls.
Yeah.
Please welcome.
Oh, mate. And then my cousin, I said, look out. And I got him in the leg, mate. And that was the end of the game.
It was the end of darts, as you know it.
Did you...
Yeah.
Like, were you looking up to avoid darts? Like, that's precarious.
Well, you throw them and you could actually see them. But this one he just couldn't see and he got him in the leg. Like I said, we were 10 years old, just a bit stupid.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not rewarding.
We've all done it. We've all
I don't
want
to reward violence there, but I think it's pretty inventive of sorts. There you go. We're on the standby list to go see Slash.
Good luck. You might see Slash in Hollywood.
Well, it made me laugh.
All right.
Made me laugh. So stupid.
Maybe a first. Hey, Ben. Ben, are you on the line, mate?
Yes, sir, mate. I'm here. How are you?
What's the game, mate?
We used to play a game in school. I don't know who. I'm not going to take credit for making it up, but it was called Sing Pong. So whoever lost, you'd have to put your top up over your head, turn around, and cop it straight in the back.
Oh,
yeah.
God, what's
wrong with... We used to play it in high school. The teachers would be there watching us, but I don't know who made it up, where it come from, but yeah.
Oh, good times, Ben.
Oh,
jeez.
Yeah. You were talking about the violence part of it, and I thought, oh, yeah.
Sting Pong should be a demonstration sport at the Olympics next time we have it in this country.
It's a great
well
title.
Well played, Ben.
Hello, Sean.
Hi.
Oh, sorry, Sean. Sorry, Sean.
No, Sean. Sean's fine. So when I was in grade school, going back into the 80s, just to set the tone, we lived in Florida, so we didn't have to wear these mandatory school shoes or anything. You know, we could wear tennis shoes, flip-flops, whatever. We used to play a game called Knives.
Oh,
okay. Sounds good so far.
It's making crates look pretty pissy.
So, Knives was twofold because first you start off and it was girls. We did it at lunchtime because we weren't going to eat the school's food, so we'd go hang out in the yard.
Sounds hot, I've got to say. Girls with knives. Sean, were you in high heels by any chance?
He's suddenly perked up. Keep going, Sean.
So what you do is you stand a couple of feet away from each other with your feet spread, and the object is to take a knife and throw it at the person's foot and try to get as close to the person's foot as possible. But the knife actually had to stick in the ground.
Okay.
Slash foot.
Yeah.
You couldn't just, miss.
Was there ever an accident? Did it ever go wrong, Sean?
Well, the other side of it was if you got it right, the person had to spread their legs, so we tried to make it go down as far into a split as possible.
Okay.
So either way, there was going to be pain. Either you were going to get a knife in the foot.
Give her a prize, Dave.
Sean, you better stop talking. The boys are getting overheated in here. Yeah. I'll just give you the
window's just fogged up, Sean. But
thank
I
you,
it.
Sean. Look, I don't think we've got any
I
more
think
time.
I saw something similar just last week, but I can't say
I
for sure.
I don't think it was in Florida, was it? All right, thank you so much for calling, everybody. Will you stick around,
well
Charlie? Because
we've
got
I'd
to
love
talk
to.
About
are you
the
going to do this?
Yeah.
Batchy stuff?
Batchy stuff.
Right. Yeah. Coming back next.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Charlie Pickering in studio. By the way, Charlie produces Tom Gleason's Hard Quiz.
That's right.
Which is on Hard Quiz. Yeah, tonight, 8 p.m. on the ABC.
Hard Quiz.
Or according to Mick.
Well, it's a big day for you. So your show, Rock Quiz.
Yeah.
Quiz. Hard Quiz starts. So I'm getting ready for my...
I can't wait.
Wow. You can see how that could go.
No,
it's
not
an
at
easy
all.
Mistake.
Oh, it's easy, but they're all easy mistakes, aren't they, Mickey?
I mean, I wasn't awarding a Logie, was I? I mean, hardly a hanging offence.
Hey, look, we've actually got an intro for this segment.
Oh, really?
Yeah, let's have a listen to this.
You guys are riding the Bachelor train pretty hard.
Don't be embarrassed.
Is this
about
a safe space?
Love.
Is this
a safe space?
It's not a guilty pleasure.
Where are we?
It's an open obsession.
Can't believe that I shaved my legs for this.
It's time for Charlie and Jane's Bachelor Spectacular.
Oh, that's moist.
Oh, wow.
What do you think of that?
Wow, we've got, it's our own segment.
I know.
That's our first segment together.
It is. It's so nice.
I can blow it apart if
don't.
You want.
If you do.
What? I've got the names of the final don't. Two contestants
no.
here.
Well, that's terrible. Hands. Don't you do that. It'll be speculative
okay,
only.
I'll give you one.
No, don't.
No,
do.
No, it's the two, and I can't
no,
believe
no, Mick,
it. This
Mick,
is an OMG.
Mick, this would situation. Be this would be like if on Thursday evening I told you Richmond was going to lose. See how hurtful
why
this is?
Why would you
is?
Bring that up?
Yeah.
See, it hurts, doesn't it?
That's going to cost you.
No, that's sabotage if you do that. We're not going to do that. Okay, we're going to talk
amongst
ourselves because the
it's
Bachelor...
It's a bombshell, though. That's all I'm saying.
All right. There is currently only six chicks left.
Mm. Some spectacular departures.
Wonderful departures.
Accusations that Shannon was drunk at the
yes,
last
now, did
at
you
the
pick
last
that
rose
up?
Ceremony.
I didn't
pick that up at
no,
all. Although I work on the operating assumption that they are all drunk.
Well, I think they all film very late into the night, and I think they're plied with alcohol. And
that's how you make the showbiz happen.
Correct. And it's getting to the pointy end of the season, and some very interesting things are going to start happening.
Oh,
and
ever.
Well, I know. Mick has got in his hand just hot off the press. And this is what they do. You see, this will bug Channel 10 to no end. Everybody thinks they know who the winner is.
I'm going to name names.
No, you're not.
Don't do that. You're going to ruin
Mick,
it.
Come on.
No, don't you dare.
Oh, no, I won't.
I'll tell you, though, there have been some crazy endings, not only to the Australian Bachelor, which we'll get to in a minute. The Vietnamese Bachelor has just had quite
long-time
quite the drama.
Fan, personally.
Long-time fan.
Long-time fan. That's about
you guys got a
P-H-A-N. Long-time fan.
Do you know what's really crazy? When you look at this footage, and I'm going to play you something in a minute, in franchises, they all look the same. It's incredible. The girls look they all stand there, with that terrible frightened look on their face where they're going to get a rose at the rose ceremony. And there was a bit of a drama at this one last week in Vietnam. And one of the girls wanted to give her rose back and she refused to take it from the Bachelor.
What?
Let's just hear what she says. But before we do it, it is all in Vietnamese. And fortunately, I speak fluent Vietnamese. So I've got to be translating for you as we play a little.
Have a listen.
I've been thinking about this for a long time.
Nó không phải là...
You're very special to me.
Là một người khác.
But I came in here looking for love. And I have found love. But it's not with you. It's with another contestant.
Wow.
Yes.
Was a bombshell.
She was in love with another contestant. So she goes
which is
up to
eerily
the...
similar to what I have in my
stop
hand.
Stop it!
Oh, come on, Mickey.
Here, which I'm just pointing out.
So she goes up
so
to this
happens,
chick.
So what happens?
She says, I'm not going to speak Vietnamese because other people won't understand.
Come on, it'll be fun. I love your Vietnamese accent.
It's very considerate.
It's funny. Do it.
Hear it. Let's hear it.
Chung Chang Tang.
Wow. Really?
Quoc Trung Nhu.
This is a bombshell.
And that means,
what?
Will you come home with me? She says to one of the other women.
And I'm writing that down for next time I'm in Vietnam. Not how I've been saying. Wen Chung.
Oh, wow.
And she says, okay, and they leave Batchy standing there.
Peacelessly standing awesome. There.
Yep. Two girls leaving.
Can I give you, I know it's not. I'm not involved in this one, but I want to just put something to you. The Bachelor had a girlfriend before he went in.
Well, this is what they're alleging.
Well, I knew this. I mean, I was saying
this. But how did
this.
You know?
Well, I just heard around the traps.
Well, what
so,
traps?
And what you're hearing now is, can I say this at least?
Yes, you
they're
can.
They're saying that he's already broken up with whoever it was he went out with and is back with his girlfriend that he broke up with before he went in.
But you know
I put
what?
It to you, he never broke up with his girlfriend. He went in, he's put a book out.
Yep.
He's had a bit of a laugh.
I'm with you.
He's never bonded
with,
any of the women inside.
No, because I don't no, see, not, he's not in love with anyone. Do you think he is, no, Charlie?
Look, You've I'm all sorry. Been played like saps at
we don't
the annual
mind.
Harps convention.
We don't mind being played.
No, see, harps I'm not buying into convention. That because to buy into that would suggest that this is not the most effective way to find the love of your life.
Correct.
And I cannot believe that.
But they've had
I
success.
Cannot believe a weird smorgasbord of starved women rolled in front of some freaking guy.
Two of them have got married and one's having had a baby. So it does work.
Yeah, but millions of people get married in free range every year.
Mickey, do not turn over that piece of paper with that news.
At least I've got the last.
No, because you don't know what you're talking about either.
Can I tell you
something?
I'll just give you one bit. It's the first time in Bachelor history that it ends in a threesome.
Wow.
He goes with two girls.
You're, the, honey you're
badger,
the biggest galoot
the honey badger
of all time.
Is up to his armpits and
Charlie,
should,
go on.
I've got
sorry.
The names. What, no, do you want the names?
Beg your pardon. This is Charlie and my
all I was going to say is I've had a thought watching this series is I don't believe that the young and hot need more help meeting people.
You don't think so? Well, yes, they do,
no,
apparently.
They've got Tinder, they've got like Bumble,
yep.
They've got the fact that they're young
no,
and hot.
No, they want to be on TV. This is
no,
the
I
point.
Understand, I understand, but, yes. But all I'm saying is I would like to do a new version of The Bachelor that's not for young people trying to hook up.
Yeah.
Right? I want to, it's called The Friendchiller. And what it is, you know, once you're in a couple and you have a kid, it's impossible to make new friends.
Oh.
So what you do is you
oh,
just get a couple
get
who's had kids and they're on there and then other couples compete to be their new friends in the world. So you make friends on the Friendchiller. Okay.
I like it a lot.
The last two names are and that's the two who win it. So that's what I'm saying.
What?
I think sorry, Mick, I had to dump that. We could not put that to air. But you've just spoiled it for Jane and Charlie in studio. Our audience didn't get to hear that.
Oh, well.
Mick,
I've what just dumped that. Have you? What said, have you done?
He's dumped it. Don't worry. About it.
That didn't go to air, but you heard.
Are
it.
We on air now?
We're on air now, but you heard it in your headphones.
That
our listeners
to build
didn't
trust Mick.
All right.
I'm just a guest. Don't treat me like that.
This
go to a where's your etiquette?
Unbelievable. Charlie, I would walk out right now.
I am gone.
Thanks for coming in, Charlie.
No.
You're lucky to see me again,
no.
Except for next
don't
time.
Don't forget Rock Quiz tonight.
No. More after this. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy. This is Kennedy Malloy around Australia.
Take a joke.
It's not a joke. Don't ruin my nights. I look forward to this. I've invested so much time into this show.
And I have learnt that the first stage of grieving is hating Mick.
See what it's like. See how awful.
Everyone at home.
Unbelievable.
Dave dumped it, so you didn't hear the two names of the last two files, if you believe me.
Why would you do that?
Oh, well, you might.
No, I don't. Why?
Could you want me to read from the book?
Why would I believe you?
Yeah, well.
I don't know.
Things have been getting testy today, and just remember, I can ruin your day.
You have already. Don't you do it even worse. What have I done today?
All right.
Great?
No,
stop
you've been
it.
Great. Hey, listen.
You've been great. Thanks.
I do have the audio if you wanted to hear how.
What went to air?
This is what went down just moments ago. This is what our.
But no one's going to hear because it was dumped, right?
Yeah. No, this is what our audience would have heard as you've done the big spoil.
And they're on there, and then other couples compete to be their new friends in the world. So you make.
Sorry, Mick, I had to dump that. We could not put that to air. But you've just spoiled it for Jane and Charlie in studio. Our audience didn't get to hear that.
Oh, well.
Nick, I've what just dumped have you? What he's, have you he's, done?
He's wow!
Not only did I do that, but I think I ruined a bit. You, that's you, fine. You were working into
that's
quite.
That's
quite
the
nicely.
Least of my worries right now, Mick.
I know.
And who can think of comedy at a time like this?
Correct. We're both devastated.
There's nothing funny about this.
How are you going to watch it?
How
what do you
dare
do?
You?
Wait, is it the finale this week?
No.
Oh.
No.
I jumped the gun.
Really? Yes, spoiled. That's why. It's really annoying.
Oh, all right.
Michael Malloy.
You are in so much trouble. You've been Michael.
I just can't help it. I get
thank you,
cold
Charlie.
Shivers.
Hey, thank you so much for having me,
half
guys.
Half of us and is really, you know, happy to have seen you.
We the just have to find something beautiful and special for Mick and ruin that as well.
We will. Yeah, I've got plenty. Don't worry. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Collingwood Football Club did that.
All right, Charlie.
Thanks, Charlie.
A new way to drive home. Malloy.
Well, thanks to Crossray Barbecues, the only barbecue you'll ever need is at Crossray. See the range at Harvey Norman.
This weekend is going to be one of the great weekends for a barbecue. Mm. It's grand final weekend, regardless of what code you follow.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, I was going to get it going for the Bachelor.
A big
until
part.
You've ruined it for me.
What do you
you don't know that women sit around as well and men.
I don't know. The barbecue is a bi-gender.
You could do a shazlik. You could do a satay chicken. And you could make a pav at the next step doing it. Because you can do everything on the Crossray.
Well, you can do whatever you like.
Yeah.
Because this thing, I mean, you don't even have to be able to cook. I reckon I could cook a 3-course meal on the Crossray barbecue.
I reckon you could too.
It's bloody brilliant. But imagine this. So it's grand final weekend and you want to have a bar. You can't go to the game. You know what you're going to do? And it's an Australian tradition, is to get your friends around, your mates around, your girlfriends around, and you sit outside if the weather's good, and you know what you do? You worship at the altar of the Crossray!
Yes!
The best barbecue in the land, and you let the Crossray do all the heavy lifting while you sit there and have a chat and a beer.
You just ogle at it, don't you?
You ogle at it. It's a talking point. Yeah. You can kind of shift around it.
Yeah. It's so easy to cook with, though. This is the whole thing.
Touch
it
on the butt
clean. It's not, you know, it's... Did you say touch of barbecue on the bop?
Yeah, I did.
It's got high-intensity infrared burner. Now, that's important because it means even people like Mick can't stuff up the sausages.
I couldn't.
No, you couldn't. Right. And you've got the LED illuminated control knob, so when it gets dark, you can still hang out there and do dinner as well.
Imagine if they had these out the front of Bunnings.
Oh.
Imagine how good those hot dogs.
Oh, yeah.
No one would go inside.
No.
No one would go inside. You'd stand around out the front of Bunnings, you'd eat your hot dog and then just go check out the Crossray.
Yeah.
But isn't there only one place you can get
there? Well, there is at Harvey Norman. No, but we thank Crossray for it.
Do you know what to do? We just go, what? We've been spending the whole time...
What?
Have we done the wrong thing?
No, just talk about cooking your sausages on your Crossray.
Do you know what you do? Just go into Harvey Norman and fire it up on the shelf.
At Harvey Norman?
On the floor.
Really?
Take in your steak.
Yep.
It's like trying the beds out or the couches out. Just take your steaks in and fire up the Crossray.
There's quite a few things you suggested on this show.
Sure, that when Harvey Norman.
You might want to listen back. What you're suggesting.
Just go and fire it up.
Right.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I mean, the meat tastes better.
It does.
I'm telling you.
All right.
I've tested this.
Well, see the range at crossray.com.au. More with Jane
Harvey Norman, you say.
Yeah.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Nick, you got your Front Park Grand Final show tomorrow. Massive show on the 7 Network.
A massive lineup. I won't go into it now. I'll just say this for our West Australian listeners. David Wirrupunda and Nick Natanui.
Oh, really?
And we'll give away two tickets.
Right now, 1-333-353 to be in the studio audience.
2 hours spectacular.
And 7 mates.
It's going to be great. Also, my mate Richie is not answering the phone.
Okay.
We'll get him on the show tomorrow.
Yeah, if he
exists. Explain Bruno Mars.
Oh, yes. We opened the show. I was saying that I'd been in the supermarket seeing Christmas stuff for sale,
terrible.
Like puddings and minced tarts and all that's crazy.
Too early.
Peter Wickman has said, saw the reject shop was putting up Christmas trees today, and another one to add to the list.
That is too much.
What's going on?
I'm not in the Christmas vibe. It's too early for Christmas.
No way.
Even Christmas carols. Or maybe we'll allow this one.
Hey, Santa Claus, you where's me f***ing bike? I've unwrapped all this other junk and there's nothing that I like. I wrote your f***ing letter and I come to see you twice. You worn out geriatric fudge, you forgot me f***ing bike.
Now that's the Christmas. That is funny.
I saw mummy's.
Okay, Dave, enough, Dave, enough.
That's gone too far.
Now, that is, I mean, it's, it puts you in the Christmas
spirit. He put a lot of work into that song,
yeah,
you can tell.
It's not quite Richard Clayderman. That's the Christmas album.
Andy Williams, that's what we have in our house.
That's the Christmas album that does my head in. Oh. When the Clayderman comes out.
Really?
We've got the same Christmas album now in our house that I played when I was growing up.
You should put one out.
You should, highly strung.
No, why don't I put one out with you, Mick?
Okay, so we'll do some crooning.
Do a Kennedy Malloy Christmas album.
All right.
Hey, oh, no, you don't believe us, Dave. Oh, you want to
have?
Well, no, I think we might do it.
All right.
What do you say? You're cynical about the project.
No,
yeah.
You like Christmas. Okay, what's wrong with
you? Get Bruno Mars involved.
Get on your Scrooge.
I'm more into this guy.
Hey, Santa Claus, where's me f***ing bike? I've unwrapped all this other junk and there's nothing that I like.
Kevin Bloody Wilson, by the way. Who,
if you want to look it up, you might be able to get the full version on your online.
We will see you tomorrow for Kennedy Malloy.
Don't do the next bit. No,
we'll get in trouble.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. See the Barbie everyone's singing about. Crossray Barbecues. Crossray.com.au.